W.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down, but somehow today I feel just so recycled. Clever. I've been waiting all morning to say that.
Oh my gosh. I hope you just feel renewed.
I do.
Yep.
Renewed and recycled.
Yeah.
Because Brianna Covo from Wilkin Recycling is standing right here in front of me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm tired of the rain, though, so thanks for bringing that up.
You brought that in with you. It's like, okay, I just need to see a little bit of sunshine.
Yeah, well, it was raining long before I got in, so don't blame this one on me.
I would never do that.
No, never.
Come on. How was Saturday? Catch us up.
Okay. Greg was tired on Saturday.
Really? You had a good day?
He had a really good day. He did like 1,400 pounds in 4 hours.
Wow.
Exactly. Exactly.
So everybody basically waited till Saturday to bring their stuff in.
Well, you know, Thursday was pretty steady as well. So we've been seeing a gradual uptick, but that happens at the end of the month because Tuesday's your last chance.
Right.
Yep. Tuesday's the last chance to get that premium price of 40 cents a pound or 42 cents a pound if you bring in more than 100 pounds. So, like, come on.
Yeah.
It's time.
Tomorrow, last
it's time.
Day.
Yeah. Tomorrow's the last day. But we have thus far collected 11,172 pounds.
Which
over
isn't
the course
bad.
Of April.
Which
yeah.
isn't bad.
Based on the weather that we've had, that's not bad at all.
Right.
Because I'm sorry, the weather this month has been terrible.
Crummy, yeah.
Yeah, it's been terrible. It's either been ridiculously windy on days that were open or pouring rain or a few days. It was cold.
Yeah.
So
I mean, cold, cold.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I can understand the hesitation and the reservation about not bringing your stuff in. But if you haven't yet, Tuesday's going to be the last day. Price goes down on Thursday, so come in on Tuesday. Just a fun fact, 130 people have brought in their cans to be recycled over the course of the month.
That isn't bad.
That's,
I mean,
exactly.
Over, yeah.
Not bad at all. The largest load we've taken in was 636 pounds. The guy brought it in 2 different trips, which is understandable. That's a lot of aluminum.
Did he call ahead like we've been instructing?
Yes, he
See?
Did.
See? So?
Yes, he did. He also came in earlier in the day, which makes us happy as well.
Yeah.
It's always kind of a kick in the rear when somebody comes in 10 minutes before close and they have 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Because then...
Yeah, you're going to be there
a while.
Yeah.
Yep, it takes a while. So it's been an okay month.
Good.
All
I'm glad to hear
it's
that.
It's been okay. I'm hoping that we'll take in another couple thousand pounds tomorrow since it's our long day. We're open 10 to 6 tomorrow. So we'll just have to see how things end up.
And
but
move,
I'm satisfied.
Moving forward out of the month of April, you are still open Tuesdays,
absolutely.
Thursdays, and Saturdays, right?
Yep, absolutely. We are open Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to noon. We do switch to summer hours after Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
After Memorial Day, we're open 10 to 8 Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
And closed on Saturdays.
All right.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that the recycling containers aren't available because those recycling containers are located in 3 different locations within Breckenridge in every small community within Wilkin County.
Yeah.
So recycling is absolutely accessible regardless if we are open or not.
And I always say in Wilkin County, you guys recycle almost. I bet you recycle human hair if you could.
That's gross.
But I mean,
Thank you.
You really do. You recycle so much stuff over there.
We do.
There really isn't much that you can't that can be brought to one of your drop-offs.
Exactly. We take office paper and shredded paper, plastic, aluminum, tin, all different colors of glass. You don't have to separate it either. You can have it all together in one container and then bring that in. We also take magazines, phone books, newsprint, tires, used oil, used antifreeze, used batteries. If you have car batteries or like lithium ion batteries from power tools, we'll take those. Fluorescent light bulbs. Starting that third Wednesday in May, we'll start taking household hazardous waste, like the paints and the solvents, adhesives, all of those types of things. We do that the third Wednesday of the month, May through September. And then don't forget cardboard. We take in so much cardboard, and we do have the cardboard container outside of our facility in Breckenridge on South 8th. So if you don't make it in between those hours that we're open, we have that container available 24/7 where you can get rid of your cardboard.
See, I knew if I took you down that that road, you'd just travel.
I know. There
you
goes
just,
the monologue.
Yep. You'd just go.
Absolutely.
It's been so great. I love April because I get you in here 3 days a week.
Yes.
So, but remember, folks, tomorrow, that's the last day for the premium.
Absolutely. Okay. After that, I'm guessing it's going to go down to 25 cents a pound again.
Okay.
Maybe 30 cents, depending on how the outlook looks. Mm-hmm. But still, that's far less than 40 cents. So if you want that 40 cents or 42 cents a pound, tomorrow's your day.
Easy drive in. Just drive in. You'll take care of the rest.
Absolutely. We will take care of the rest for you. You can even stay in your vehicle.
Nice.
I mean, we prefer that you help us unload a little bit, depending on the volume. But if you just have a couple things, pop the trunk. We'll take it out. We'll take care of it. And you can be on your way.
Fantastic. You coming in Wednesday?
I will. I will come in on Wednesday.
The big wrap up.
Yep, for the wrap up. And then that's not it for recycling, of course.
I know. It never is. It's just an ongoing thing.
Absolutely. But that'll be it for our can premiums.
So. All right. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Recycling. Good to have you in. You have a great day tomorrow.
You as well.
Yes.
Thank you.
And just try to get the weather out of your head here.
Well, I think by Wednesday it's supposed to be nice again,
It'll be okay. Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
It's 8:15, Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.